This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen, nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathiran amma ba'd. My brothers and my sisters, we're going to go straight into it now inshaAllah ta'ala. What I'm going to do, I'm going to read the text, and then I'm going to mention the evidence and just explain it briefly, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, without going into khilafat, the differences of opinions, the different arguments that the scholars bring as to what is correct and why we shouldn't do this or why we should. We're just going to take the speech of the Shaykh Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, mention the evidence as to how he concluded to this, and we're just going to keep it moving because our objective behind this is to learn how the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did the wudu so that we can apply it in our lives straight away. While at the same time, we have the evidence as a side point that we might want to note down inshaAllah ta'ala. So we have that conviction that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala. He starts off and he says, "Kana يتوضأ لكل صلاة في غالب أحيانه وربما صلى الصلوات بوضوء واحد." He says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make wudu for every salah, most of the time. في غالب أحيانه, which means for most of the time. And then he says, وربما صلى الصلوات بوضوء واحد. And perhaps there may have been times where he prayed all of his prayers with one wudu. The discussion that breaks out here now, my brothers and my sisters, is there a contradiction in making wudu for every salah and also keeping your wudu? Because we mentioned before the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we spoke about the virtues of the wudu, right? Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Istaqimu wa lan tuhsu wa'lamu anna khayra a'malikum as-salah wa la yuhafidhu 'ala al-wudu illa mu'min." And the one who preserves his wudu, keeps it, is none other than the believer. So now you're holding your wudu throughout the day. Because, of course, you could just start letting air out when there is not necessarily a need to do so. And then you're left without having the wudu, right? Is there a contradiction in you holding your wudu and also making wudu for every prayer when the time arrives? Think about it for a moment. Okay, here the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is praising one who keeps his wudu. And we are also told that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make wudu for every prayer. There is no contradiction, my brothers and my sisters. You can be keeping your wudu. Let's just say, for example, I made wudu for Fajr prayer, and then Dhuhr time kicks in, and I've still got my wudu. Even though I have my wudu, I go and carry out another act of ablution on top of the wudu that I already had. This is why Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala, he chaptered and he stated when chaptering one of the ahadith, "Bab man tawadda'a min ghayri hadathin." The chapter of whoever made wudu without having broken his wudu that he had previously. And then he mentions the evidence. And Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported, "Kana Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yatawadda'u 'inda kulli salah." He said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make wudu for every salah. Qultu. So the reporter of the hadith, he asks Anas ibn Malik, "Kayfa kuntum tasna'un?" How did you guys used to go about doing this? Qal, "Yujzi'u ahaduna al-wudu'u aw yujzi'u ahadana al-wudu'u ma lam yuhdith." He said, "It is fine for an individual now to make wudu, and this would be seen as counted as long as we don't break our wudu." As long as we don't break our wudu. So here you can clearly see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make wudu for every salah. And then the latter part of the speech that the Shaykh mentioned was, and perhaps there was times that he used to pray the salawat with one wudu. Where did he take this from? The hadith of Buraydah. He said, أَنَّ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ صَلَّ الصَّلَوَاتِ يَوْمَ الْفَتْحِ بِوُضُوءٍ وَاحِدٍ. The day when the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and his companions, they conquered Mecca, which was known as the day of Al-Fatih, right? He prayed all of his salawat with one wudu. Which shows you that this, if an individual was to do it, there wouldn't be a problem. But it is better that an individual, if he does have the ability, okay, even if he still has wudu, when the time of the salah kicks in, that he does his wudu again. And for you, inshallah ta'ala, is more reward.
فيا سائلا عن منهج الحق يبتغي سلوك طريق القوم حقا ويسعد تأمل هداك.
How will you answer the questions on the day of judgment if you don't know the answers?
كان للحق يقصد نقر بأن.
This is why the hadith mentions that seeking knowledge is obligatory on every single Muslim. Knowledge is how you will survive that day. Knowledge is a Muslim's survival guide.
Assalamu alaikum. I've got a quiz for you. This quiz, very simple. Three questions, inshallah ta'ala. Question number one. What does Allah's name, Allah, mean? Question number two. What is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's full name? The third question is, when you go to the toilet and when you're doing tahara and you're using tissue paper to wash yourself, what is the minimum number of tissue paper wipes that you must wipe yourself with as a bare minimum that you have to do? Simple questions, right? If you have the answer to all three, then that means inshallah ta'ala you know Allah to some extent, you know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to some extent, and you know Islam to some extent. But if you became confused with these very basic questions, then as a brother, I have to ask you right now to really just take a step back and pause. These are basic things that are obligatory for every single Muslim to know. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Talab al-ilm faridatun ala kulli muslimin." Seeking knowledge is obligatory upon every single Muslim, one Muslimatin, and every single Muslim woman. You need to know this stuff. Allah created you to know this stuff. What is the evidence Allah created you to know this stuff? He created you so that you can worship Him alone, as He said in Surah Al-Dhariyat. How can you worship Him without knowing who He is? And how can you worship Him without not knowing how to worship Him? The study of Aqidah and the study of Fiqh. Take out 1 year of your life, part time, just 4 hours a week, to learn about the absolute basics of your deen. We have a program starting, it's called the Muslim Survival Guide. It is what the title insinuates. It's a guide that will show a Muslim how to survive. Survive what? The questioning within the grave. And the questioning on the day of judgment, inshallah ta'ala. Inshallah, you're going to learn the basics of your deen. You want to carry on after that? Fantastic. But if all you want to do is take out this, at least you've got the basics. Now, it is a 1 year program and it's being taught not just by myself, but multiple knowledge college teachers. We have two classes. In between the two classes, we have myself, Ustad Yaseen, we have Ustad Abdul Ahad, and others. You can check on the page in the description below by scrolling down to see who the teachers are. We'll be teaching you. Connecting with you personally, teaching you life. It's not just going to be audio and video. No, you will actually be communicating with us, inshallah ta'ala, in a class. But I must bring something to your attention. The spaces are extremely limited. So I'm really excited to have you on board the Muslim Survival Guide. Don't let shaitan get in the way right now. Just commit for 1 year, 38 weeks, learn about your deen and take that space before someone else takes it. And that's it. You're going to be with the Knowledge College teachers throughout the academic year. Sign up at the link below. Assalamu alaikum. Peace.